जितने भी कंजेनिटल एपिडर्मल लेवाए होते हैं मोस्टली या तो वो बर्थ पे प्रेजेंट होंगे या फिर फर्स्ट फ्यू इयर्स ऑफ द लाइफ में अपेयर होना शुरू हो जाएंगे और उसके बाद थ्रू आउट द लाइफ वो ग्रो करते रहेंगे, स्पेशली आफ्टर द प्यूबर्टी. द नंबर ऑफ द लेशन में वेरी, दे कैन बी सिंगल और मल्टीपल, दे कैन बी ईदर राउंड इन शेप और दे मे बी लीनियर फॉलोइंग द ब्लास्को लीनियर लाइन्स. Then the appearance also varies. Mostly the epidermal nevi are superficial and then they become raised above the surface of the skin. And as the age increases, they become increase in size and thickness and they give a stuck-on appearance to the surface of the skin. Keratinocytic nevi, because they show increased growth in the thickness of the epidermis, so initially they are skin colored, then they become pale brown and then become soft velvety feel, brown to red to dark brown, verrucous or hyperkeratotic, and they may show an inflammatory component as well, for example in case of ilvin or verrucous epidermal nevus if inflammation is lacking. Then clinically we have to check whether the patient, what is the complaint in those nevi. Patient pruritus ki complaint kar raha hota hai most of the case mein, lekin agar secondary infection usme ho jaye to fir pain ki complaint bhi ho sakti hai. Ya to single lesions honge, unilateral honge ya fir extensive lesions ho sakte hain. Sebaceous nevi ka ek bahut prominent feature ye hota hai ki they are greasy to feel and appearance and also they are either yellowish or more pinkish in color. Follicular nevi, which is also known as nevus comedonicus or acne nevus, they present with a high density of multiple comedo-like lesions. Congenital ecrine or apocrine nevi are rare, but they can be recognized by the characteristic feature of hyperhidrosis. So then we can say that yes, it is due to the congenital nevi with a predominant ecrine or apocrine component.